Welcome back to Ask Me, another NPR's Hour for people who considered calling their first child Ken. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is this week's mystery guest, Will Shortz. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you, Ophira.
So, Will, you've been described by your fans as the nation's master of linguistic play. And I've been told that you have this degree in enigmatology.
That's right.
Which is a made-up degree, and I think it's your way of saying that you skipped classes and wrote puzzles in your dorm room for 4 years. Is that correct?
I have a degree in enigmatology, yeah, the study of puzzles.
But you actually have a framed diploma that says this.
Yes, I do, yeah. My thesis was on the history of American word puzzles before 1860.
Oh, and, just that one puzzle that you had to write about?
I found puzzles go all the way back in the United States to 1647 in one of the earliest publications in the colonies. And this was in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. And even in a culture like that, puzzles struck a chord in humans. It was so important to them that they were making puzzles that far back.
Wow, that's amazing. So you were carrying on the tradition of striking chords in people as they have you in their paper every day.
Right.
And why do you make Saturday the hardest?
Why is Saturday the hardest?
Monday is a hard day. Just do it on Monday. Saturday, people want to relax, feel good about themselves.
I don't know about your weekends, but, maybe you've been partying too much, and your mind's a little mushy, and, it's kind of nice to ease into the week with an easy puzzle. Oh. And as the week goes on, then the difficulty increases. Saturday is a day most people don't have to go to work, so you have a little extra time. It's one of my predecessors, Margaret Farrer, called it a two cups of coffee puzzle. That's why Saturday is hard.
It's a two-cup. I like that. And when you're writing these and editing the puzzles, do you have a specific audience in mind? Do you think of an age group or someone that's sharing a certain kind of cultural references level?
Actually, I'm trying to edit for everybody. So it's a very diverse audience. Things that an 18-year-old knows is different from what a 40-year-old knows, which is different from what a 70-year-old knows. So I try to put everything in the puzzle and hope that part of it is just for you.
Is there one clue or answer recently that you were particularly proud of, that you're like, ha-ha?
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
I picture you doing that all the time, by the way. Yeah. The one that jumps to mind, and it's an oldie, the answer was Spiral Staircase. My clue was, it may turn into a different story.
That is pretty amazing. I'm going to give it to you. That is, check mark says Ophira Eisenberg. Now, in addition to all the puzzles and Ken and crosswords, you also are a huge table tennis nut, right? And you just opened up a ping pong parlor in Pleasantville. Oh, I was dying to say that.
You love alliteration. I live in Westchester County, New York, just north of New York City. I've opened the Westchester Table Tennis Center. It is the largest table tennis facility in the country. We've got players from China, Europe, the Caribbean, all across the United States. And I have played over 100 consecutive days now since I...
So when you're playing, do you feel like, because you have patrons there, obviously, that are coming and paying play ping pong?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes have to let them win and stuff like that to make sure
they... I never let anyone win.
Are you always winning, or do you have competitors that are better than you?
There's a few better than me, but I'm one of the best in the club, yeah.
Yours.
Yeah.
Well, you better be. All right, so I hardly have to ask you this, formalities being formalities of the show, but Will Shortz, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
I would love this.
All right, then we have one for you. What a thrill. Will Shortz, everybody. Well, we realized that we obviously couldn't just pitch you up against just any run-of-the-mill contestant because you're Will Shortz. So we really thought about it, and we decided for your opponent to bring on our very own puzzle guru, Mr. John Chinesky. Puzzle master, puzzle grasshopper.
Hi, Will.
Hi, John.
So, John, you work on the show, so I have to ask you to do this. I need you to swear on a Rubik's Cube. Please put your right hand on it. Do you swear that you have never seen any of the answers or questions in the next quiz that you will be playing against Will Shorts.
Yes, I swear by this Rubik's Cube I have never seen any of the questions or answers in this upcoming quiz.
All right, let's bring back Greg Pliska, our puzzle guy. Greg, what are we subjecting Will and John to today?
Well, John and Will, this game is called Aging Gopher Maracas. Or to put it another way, geographic anagrams.
Oh.
Just moves
everyone's
the letters,
favorite. Right? Yeah. Geographic anagrams. Wait a second. We're combining everyone's fear of geography with anxiety-inducing anagrams? I can't wait.
So here's how it works. We're going to give you the names of various U.S. cities and ask you to anagram them based upon the clue we provide. For example, if we said what Vice President Gore announced in Lima, that being Lima, Ohio, of course, you would answer, I'm Al, which is an anagram of Lima, L-I-M-A.
Nice.
That sounds impossible, basically.
But we'll start easy with one-word answers, and we'll work our way up. At stake is nothing except total puzzle bragging rights forever and ever. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Tallies the votes in Tucson. Will.
Counts.
Very good.
Yeah.
Next one. Rescues sunken cargo in Las Vegas. Will.
Salvages.
Yes.
How do they do it?
I don't know.
I don't know, okay.
I can barely do it, and I have the answers in front of me. What a San Diego doctor might... John?
Diagnose.
Here's your next one. Macbeth and Macduff in Athens.
Thanes.
John, Thanes is correct.
All right, clearly this is too easy for them. They're not even working hard.
There's no sweat. There's no pain.
No, we gotta increase it. Let's make them sweat.
We're making them sweat. From now on, we're looking for two-word answers. In Columbus, it's a private gathering place for large Japanese wrestlers. John.
Would that be a sumo club?
It would be a sumo club. All right. The bovines in Phoenix, who know all the coolest restaurants and the newest bands, are called what? John.
Are they hip oxen?
They are hip oxen. I guess we should have made it hard, shouldn't we?
I know. Yeah. These next one are 17 words.
This is a new psychological condition in Anchorage, where people become infuriated after eating too many Mexican appetizers.
Okay, A...
Ironically, you only have to move one letter to get this answer.
Whoa!
Is it ranch rage? No.
No.
No, I'm out.
Will?
Some kind of anger. Don't know, though.
Okay. Audience.
Nacho rage.
Nacho rage is correct. Ah. I love a whole audience of people, though, yelling nacho rage. There is something about that.
All right. Will and John, here's another one. In Nashville, these are what fancy Italianate farms have instead of chicken coops. I think that's Will.
Those would be villa hens? Hen villas?
Hen villas is correct.
Well, it looks like by just a hair, our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, won this round of geographical anagrams. Well done, John. Will,
I can't thank
you enough, and I'd like to give you this Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Thank you.
Fantastic competitor and a wonderful mystery guest on our show. John, I give you one of these, but you have one. John Chudesky.